What if Great Britain ends up as teensy-weensy Britain? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Scotland is about to vote on whether to break up an alliance going back to 1707 and become independent from the United Kingdom. And why would anyone do that? Well, that is the question that the anti-independence side asks in a campaign featuring young people listing the UK's benefits.
The BBC.
The UK Armed Forces.
British music.
British art.
The UK keeps us strong in a world of global forces that overwhelm other nations.
But according to Professor Charlie Jeffrey of the University of Edinburgh, the pro-independence side argues that Scotland is in the grip of a conservative central government that doesn't care about the working class.
If we stay, the National Health Service will be privatised. Social inequality will increase. We will continue to be governed by a political party, the Conservatives, which is deeply disliked in Scotland.
And so, says the professor, it boils down to this.
The no side says, if you leave, you will suffer economically. The yes side says, if we stay, we will have a future of social injustice.
This sounds to me like Britain's version of red versus blue. This would be blue Britain seceding from red Britain. And there are predictions that if Scotland goes, Wales could follow. And if Wales goes, I wonder just how contagious such an idea might become in other politically divided democracies. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.